Bible doctrines. All right, praise the Lord. All right, Revelation chapter 16. Let's close this out on the mother. And I heard a great voice out of the temple saying to the seven angels, go your ways and pour out the vials of the wrath of God upon the earth. And the first went and poured out his vial upon the earth. And there fell a noisome and grievous sore upon the men which had the mark of the beast and upon them which worshipped his image. And the second angel poured out his vial upon the sea, and it became as the blood of a dead man. And every living soul died in the sea. And the third angel poured out his vial upon the rivers and fountains of waters, and they became blood. And I heard the angel of the waters say, thou art righteous, O Lord, which art and wast and shall be, because thou hast judged thus. For they have shed the blood of saints and prophets, and thou hast given them blood to drink, for they are worthy. Notice the payback for following the mother. And I heard another out of the altar say, even so, Lord God Almighty, true and righteous are thy judgments. And the fourth angel poured out his vial upon the sun, and power was given unto him to scorch men with fire. And men were scorched with great heat, a little foretaste of hell, huh? And blasphemed the name of God, which hath power over these plagues, and they repented not to give him glory. You see, they still won't repent. And the fifth angel poured out his vial upon the seat of the beast. And by the way, for all you people who think, oh, see, the church, we're supposed to be, we're not appointed to wrath. No, we're not, Thessalonians says. This isn't hitting the believers. None of these vials of wrath are hitting the believers, okay? Verse 10, and the fifth angel poured out his vial upon the seat of the beast, and his kingdom was full of darkness, and they gnawed their tongues for pain, and blasphemed the God of heaven because of their pains and their sores, and repented not of their deeds. And the sixth angel poured out his vial upon the great river Euphrates, and the water thereof was dried up, that the way of the kings of the east might be prepared. And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon, and out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. Notice the evil trinity, the dragon, Satan, the beast, Judas Iscariot, and the false prophet, the Pope, all united to bring forth the mother's culminating plan here that's coming up. Verse 14, for they are the spirits of devils working miracles, so this mother can take her devils and work miracles, which go forth unto the kings of the earth and of the whole world to gather them to the battle of that great day of who? God Almighty. It's his day, not the mother's. Behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watcheth and keepeth his garments, lest he walk naked and they see his shame. And he gathered them together into a place called in the Hebrew tongue Armageddon. And the seventh angel poured out his vial into the air, and there came a great voice out of the temple of heaven from the throne saying, it is done. And there were voices and thunders and lightnings, and there was a great earthquake, such as was not since men were upon the earth, so mighty an earthquake and so great. And the great city was divided into three parts. Boom, boom, boom. There goes Jerusalem, right? And the cities of the nations fell. Plural. All the cities fall. Boy, you want to talk about an earthquake? Now watch verse 19. And great Babylon came in remembrance before God. Oh yeah, Babylon, it comes into his remembrance. Let's get the source of the mother. Watch this. To give unto her the cup of the wine of the fierceness of his wrath. And every island fled away. Not a good time to be living in Hawaii. And the mountains were not found. Not a good time to be living in Pike's Peak. And there fell upon men a great hail out of heaven. Every stone about the weight of a talent. And men blasphemed God because of the plague of the hail, for the plague thereof was exceeding great. Here we go. Great Babylon is now coming to the remembrance of God Almighty. So watch it all unfold now on Mystery Babylon. 17:1. And there came one of the seven angels which had the seven vials and talked with me, saying unto me, come hither, I will show unto thee the judgment of the great whore that sitteth upon many waters, with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication. So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, And I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet-colored beast, full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and ten horns. Now watch this. And the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet. Look at the colors of the Vatican here. Wow. It's purple and scarlet color, and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls. Look at this. Having a golden cup in her hand. You Google it and you see those priests and that Pope as they hold that golden cup up for all the world to see. That is the symbol that the mother has. How to identify her? The mother is Vatican City. Vatican City uses Roman Catholicism, and there you go. As Vatican City is a false religious system run by that is mixed and controls the governments of the world. Having a golden cup in her hand full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication. And here we go, verse 5. And upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery. You see, it's been a secret. Satan is operating in the mystery of iniquity, and that's why it culminates as a mystery here. It was through trickery and wiles and bewitching and all that beguiling in the Old Testament, and it's now an entire mystery of iniquity program. And God says, Mystery, Babylon the Great. It started all the way back in Genesis. The mother. The mother we're going to see is Vatican City. Now you know who the mother is. Anything that comes out of Vatican City. Vatican City is the mother of Revelation 17:5. No matter what the heretics tell you. They say, no, it's Rome, it's Rome. That's because they're working for the mother and they want you to think it's the city of Rome. Sorry, Italy's bankrupt. So is Rome. Rome doesn't run the world. Vatican City does. Mystery. Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots, plural, and abominations, plural, of the earth. Now watch it. And I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I wondered with great admiration. This is John, the apostle. And the angel said unto me, Wherefore didst thou marvel? What are you marveling about, John? John was mesmerized by her. I will tell thee the mystery of the woman and of the beast that carrieth her, which hath the seven heads and ten horns. The beast that thou sawest was and is not, and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit. Here comes up Judas Iscariot, and go into perdition. Perdition. He's the son of perdition. And they that dwell on the earth shall wonder, whose names were not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, when they behold the beast that was and is not and yet is. He's killed, he's resurrected, and there he is. Let me tell you something. You notice the people who are wondering about all this are the ones whose names are not written in the book of life. Unsaved people. Verse 9. And here is the mind which hath wisdom. The seven heads are seven mountains on which the woman sitteth. Guess what? Vatican City is smack dab in Rome. Rome sits on seven hills. Get it through your head, okay? And there are seven kings. Five are fallen, and one is, and the other is not yet come. And when he cometh, he must continue a short space. And the beast that was and is not, even he is the eighth and is of the seven, and goeth into perdition. And the ten horns which thou sawest are ten kings, which have received no kingdom as yet, but receive power as kings 1 hour with the beast. You'll understand all this when it's happening. You're going to get an unction, 1 John says, from God Almighty, and you need not that any man teach it during the trib. You'll know all things. Don't worry about it. This stuff will become alive when it's time, when it's activated. Verse 13, these have one mind and shall give their power and strength unto the beast. These shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them. Why? For he is Lord of lords and King of kings. And they that are with him are called and chosen and faithful. So shall we ever be with the Lord. 1 Thessalonians 4. And he saith unto me, the waters which thou sawest. Remember that the whore is sitting on? Where the whore sitteth are who? Peoples, plural. And multitudes, plural. And nations, plural. And tongues. Vatican City runs this entire planet. And she's been in the news lately. Have you noticed? About one world government, one central bank. Wake up. And the ten horns which thou sawest upon the beast, thee shall hate the whore. Look at Satan turns on himself, and shall make her desolate and naked, and shall eat her flesh and burn her with fire. Oh, The mother, you little harlots and abominations, don't like you no more. For God hath put in their hearts to fulfill his will. It is God who rules over the nations of this world to fulfill his will. Satan is the god of this world, but ultimately God Almighty is going to have his way. And so, verse 17, for God hath put in their hearts to fulfill his will and to agree and give their kingdom unto the beast until the words of God shall be fulfilled. That Bible is going to be fulfilled. Mark it down. Don't worry about it. It's right and it will work out exactly as it says. As Paul the Apostle says, oh, sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe God that it shall be even as it was told me. Read about that next. Verse 18. And the woman which thou sawest is who? That great city which reigneth over the kings of the earth. Two cities you got to choose from that sits on seven hills. They're both on seven hills. Rome? Rome? The country's bankrupt. Or is it Vatican City? Take your pick. Vatican City through that false religious system that is now mixed with all the governments of the earth. Chapter 18. Watch this. And after these things, and here we go, I saw another angel come down from heaven, having great power, and the earth was lightened with his glory. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen, amen, and is become the habitation of devils, and the hold of every foul spirit, and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird. For all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. Mark it down. The world is mad. Forget it. Your only hope, if you're English speaking, is the King James Bible and believing every word and reading it correctly. That's your only hope. Look at that. And the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her. Yes, they've gone into bed with this whore and committed fornication with her. And the merchants of the earth, notice if you can't understand something, a buck is involved, and the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not of her plagues. Pay attention. Get out of anything the mother has to do with. Anything that is the mother has infiltrated. If you're in a Protestant church and it has mother doctrine, Romans 10, don't believe the King James Bible, don't know the establishment commandment, get out. The mother has poisoned that church. Don't say, well, he's taking it a little too far. You think so? A little leaven, leaveneth the whole lump. You want to risk your soul? Get out. Get out of it. You are to be pure. You're to have pure, sound doctrine. You're to believe the King James Bible is the Word of God in English and is all authority. You understand salvation as Romans chapter 3. You understand God's establishment commandment for the believer after that is found in Romans 16, verse 25 and 26. And that's the three main core ones. You'll be just fine if you believe that Bible is all authority and do those two things. Salvation and, of course, then getting established in the faith. Do you understand? You are to come out of her, my people. Don't say, well, I don't go to a Catholic church. I go to a Bible Baptist church, or I go to a non-denominational church. If the doctrine is there, remember, it's against false doctrine. If the doctrine's in those churches, get out. Get out. Don't try to change them. Get out. Come out of her, my people, that you be not partakers of her sins, and that you receive not of her plagues. For her sins have reached unto heaven. It is filled full. It's up to heaven, these sins. And God hath remembered her iniquities. Reward her even as she rewarded you. And double unto her, double according to her works in the cup which she hath filled to her double. Ugh, this scumbag mother. How much she hath glorified herself and lived deliciously. Marco Ponzi just showed me a video today of that wicked hellish pope. And on his hand, he's reading something. Look at the thing he's dressed in. There's a gold huge ring on his hand. Yeah, he's lived deliciously. Verse 7. How much she hath glorified herself and lived deliciously. So much torment and sorrow give her. For she saith in her heart. Look at what the mother says. I sit a queen, and am no widow, and shall see no sorrow. Therefore shall her plagues come in one day. One day, that's all it takes the Lord Jesus Christ when he returns. Death and mourning and famine, and she shall be utterly burned with fire, for strong is the Lord God who judgeth her. And he speaks the word out of his mouth when he comes back. And the kings of the earth who have committed fornication and lived deliciously with her shall bewail her and lament for her when they shall see the smoke of her burning, standing afar off for the fear of her torment, saying, alas, alas, that great city Babylon, that mighty city, for in 1 hour is thy judgment come. 1 hour. Then the merchants of the earth shall weep and mourn over her. Why? For no man buyeth their merchandise anymore. We lost all our sales. Now Vatican City's been wiped out. The merchandise of gold. Now watch it. All the mother's interested in, and the people who sell things to her, the first thing is gold. Look at how it starts ascending down in order. It keeps coming down. What's the mother interested in? And all of her merchants, verse 12. The merchandise of gold and of silver and precious stones and of pearls and fine linen and purple and vessels of ivory and all manner vessels of most precious wood and of brass and iron and marble. It keeps going down. And cinnamon and odors and ointments and frankincense and wine and oil and fine flour and wheat and beasts and sheep and horses and chariots and slaves, and look at the last thing, and souls of men. The first thing the mother is interested in, Roman Catholicism is run by Vatican City, is gold. And the last thing they're interested in is the souls of men. And the only reason they're interested in it isn't for spiritual reasons to get them saved. It's to make merchandise of them so that you can buy indulgences and pray those souls out of purgatory. They're not interested in anything when it comes to salvation. Verse 14. And the fruits that thy soul lusted after are departed from thee, and all things which are dainty and goodly are departed from thee, and thou shalt find them no more at all. The merchants of these things which were made rich by her shall stand afar off for the fear of her torment, weeping and wailing. Look at verse 16. And saying, alas, alas, that great city that was clothed in fine linen and purple and scarlet and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls. For in 1 hour, so great riches is come to naught. Notice how quickly the Lord Jesus Christ cleans house. Ugh. 1 hour. Oh my gosh. For in 1 hour, so great riches is come to naught, and every shipmaster and all the company and ships and sailors and as many as trade by sea stood afar off and cried when they saw the smoke of her burning, saying, what city is like unto this great city? And they cast dust on their heads and cried, weeping and wailing, saying, alas, alas, that great city, wherein were made rich all that had ships in the sea by reason of her costliness. For in 1 hour is she made desolate. Rejoice over her, thou heaven! And ye holy apostles and prophets, for God hath avenged you on her. That's why I'm rejoicing now. Because it's coming. And a mighty angel took up a stone like a great millstone and cast it into the sea, saying, thus with violence shall that great city Babylon be thrown down and shall be found no more at all. Notice the Bible definition of cast. As the mighty angel takes that great millstone and cast it into the sea, notice, thus with violence shall that great city be thrown down. And when you follow the mother's program, when you're cast into the lake of fire, you will be violently thrown into the sun. You want to follow the mother's program and not believe in God's son, S-O-N, and accept his gospel about his son. 2 Corinthians says you accept the gospel. Guess what? You then will be thrown into the S-U-N where the mother's going. Ha! Man, this is phenomenal. Verse 21 again. And a mighty angel took up a stone like a great millstone and cast it into the sea, saying, thus with violence shall that great city Babylon be thrown down and shall be found no more at all. And the voice of harpers, look what's in the mother, and musicians and of pipers and trumpeters shall be heard no more at all in thee. And no craftsman of whatsoever craft he be shall be found any more in these. Notice, it's not just false religion. It's the mixture of all of these trades and crafts. Look at this. And shall be found any more in thee. And the sound of a millstone shall be heard no more at all in thee. All these systems of commerce work for the mother. And the light of a candle shall shine no more at all in thee. Oh, all those candles that burn in the Roman Catholic churches. Mm-mm-mm. And the voice of the bridegroom and of the bride shall be heard no more at all in thee. You can forget about all your Roman Catholic weddings. They're done. See ya. Too bad. If you're getting married this day, better call the guests and tell them to meet you down there at the Valley of Armageddon. For thy merchants were, look at the end of verse 23. For thy merchants were the great men of the earth, for by thy sorceries were all nations deceived. Notice the merchants, the mixing of commerce with Vatican City, were the great men of the earth, all the kings of the earth, right? For by thy sorceries were all nations deceived. Deceived. Remember the number one characteristic about being deceived. When you're deceived, you do not know you are deceived. And in her, the mother, watch this, was found the blood of prophets and of saints, look at this, and of all that were slain upon the earth. Every single person who's ever been slain upon the earth, all, it says, A-L-L, that's from when wicked Cain killed Abel, when Abel's blood was shed, the mother is responsible for it all the way up to the day of the Lord Jesus Christ's return. The mother is responsible. That it culminates in Vatican City. Call it what you want. Same whore, different dress. Today it's called Vatican City. She is responsible for all the blood slain, even all the way back to when Cain killed Abel, even though Roman Catholicism did not get started until when, and then Vatican City did not appear till when. Doesn't matter. Same whore, different dress. Watch it happen now. Chapter 19. And after these things, I heard a great voice of much people in heaven saying, Alleluia, not Hallelujah. It's not with an H, it's with an A. The H version is Satan's Bibles, okay? H stands for hell. Alleluia, okay? Stands for Almighty. Alleluia, salvation and glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God. For true and righteous are his judgments, for he hath judged the great whore, which did corrupt the earth with her fornication, and hath avenged the blood of his servants at her hand. And again they said, Alleluia! And her smoke arose up forever and ever. And the 24 elders and the 4 beasts fell down and worshiped God that sat on the throne, saying, Amen! Alleluia! And a voice came out of the throne, saying, Praise our God, all ye his servants, and ye that fear him, both small and great. And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thundering, saying, Alleluia! For the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him. For the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife hath made herself ready. And to her, and we're going to see who his wife, his wife is. Look at verse 8. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white. For the fine linen is the righteousness of saints. Okay? The bride is not the church. We're going to see that. We'll get all that final mother trickery out of your brain. Verse 9. And he saith unto me, Write, blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he saith unto me, These are the true sayings of God. And I fell at his feet to worship him. And he said unto me, See thou do it not. I am thy fellow servant and of thy brethren that have the testimony of Jesus. Worship God. For the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. And here we go. And I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True. And in righteousness he doth judge and make war. We're under a time now of grace and peace, huh? Well, guess what? Here's the opposite. God interrupted that back then in the days of Peter to judge and make war. He stopped it. Even though Jesus Christ stood up in Acts 7, and when Stephen saw him, I see the Son of Man standing. Guess what? He was supposed to come back to judge and make war, but God interrupted that program, ushered in the mystery, the dispensation of grace, and he ushered in grace and peace. The opposite of it. Look at it in verse 11. But now, grace and peace are over. And I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse. And he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True. And in righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. And he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood. And his name is called what? The Word of God. That's the name of Jesus when he returns. The name of Jesus Christ when he returns back is, how appropriately, called the Word of God. That is the name which God has given him, Philippians says, which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow. Here it is, the Word of God. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations. Ha ha! And he shall rule them with a rod of iron. And he treadeth the winepress and of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. And he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried with a loud voice, saying to all the fowls that fly in the midst of heaven, come and gather yourselves together unto the supper of the great God, that ye may eat the flesh of kings, and the flesh of captains, and the flesh of mighty men, and the flesh of horses, and of them that sit on them, and the flesh of all men, both free and bond, both small and great. And I saw the beast and the kings of the earth and their armies gathered together to make war against him that sat on the horse and against his army. What a bunch of dolts! And the beast was taken. Here you go there, Judas Iscariot, and with him the false prophet. There you go, Mr. Pope, that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast and them that worshipped his image. Notice carefully. These both were cast alive into a lake of fire burning with brimstone. They're cast alive into the lake of fire burning with brimstone. Got it? And the remnant were slain. They're cast alive. This is at the beginning when Christ returns, the beginning of his thousand-year reign and his second coming. And the remnant were slain with the sword of him that sat upon the horse, which sword proceedeth out of his mouth. That's the word of God speaking when he comes back. Eh, you don't like the Bible now? Watch what happens. And all the fowls were filled with their flesh. Chapter 20. And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years. Here goes the 1,000-year reign of Christ, and Satan is bound for that 1,000 years. And cast him into the bottomless pit and shut him up. And set a seal upon him that he should deceive the nations no more till the 1,000 years should be fulfilled. And after that he must be loosed a little season. And I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands, and they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. But the rest of the dead lived not again until 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such the second death hath no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. And when the 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison, and shall go out to deceive the nations which are in the four quarters of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle, the number of whom is as the sand of the sea. God starts man in paradise, he screws it up, he ends man in perfect paradise with the Lord Jesus Christ for 1,000 years, lets out Satan for a little bit, and totally deceives the rest of the earth. And they went up on the breadth of the earth and compassed the camp of the saints about in the beloved city, and fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them. So before it can even get going, too late, they're burnt up. Verse 10, watch carefully. Remember I told you to remember back in chapter 19, verse 20, where it says these both were cast alive into a lake of fire burning with brimstone. Remember the beast and the false prophet at the beginning of the 1,000 years were cast alive, right? And now, here, look at Satan's turn in chapter 20, verse 10. But 1,000 years is in between them. The beast, Judas Iscariot, and the false prophet are cast alive into the lake of fire first, the Son. And then here at the end of the 1,000 years, look at verse 10 of Revelation 20. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone. Aha! Where the beast and false prophet are. Oh, they're still there. They've been burning 1,000 years, so don't worry about it. If God can keep you burning for 1,000 years in the lake of fire, it's nothing to do it forever and ever. And shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. There you go, Satan. You got Satan, the beast, and the false prophet now in the lake of fire. You got it? Satan, the beast, and the false prophet. Satan, Judas Iscariot, and the Pope.
Now it's time for the great white throne judgment, that day of wrath, where all unsaved people from wicked Cain now are going to be resurrected and stand before God Almighty. And because you have followed the mother's program since Genesis, Mr. Cain, and everybody after, this is where you're going to wind up, all the unsaved dead of all ages. Verse 11, and I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, you can be the president or a punk, you can be the prince or a pauper, stand before God. And the books were open, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. Listen, this is not a guilt or innocence trial. It's a sentencing trial. It's the day of wrath, Romans 2 calls it. Verse 13, and the sea gave up the dead which were in it. And death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. Hell right now in the heart of the earth. Is now remember what's happened as God Almighty has come down, the earth and the heaven were dissolved and burnt up in hell, and all the people are just sitting there suspended right there in space before the great white throne, and hell itself is cast into the lake of fire. Death itself is cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. So you got Satan, you have the false prophet, okay, which is the Pope, and you have the Antichrist, Judas Iscariot. They're in the lake of fire burning, and death and hell are now cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. Look at this, verse 15. And whosoever at the great white throne judgment was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. God checks to make sure, because they're going to say they shouldn't be cast, they shouldn't be violently thrown in there. Guess what? No one at the great white throne judgment has their names written in the book of life. And God does that as a double check. And here they go, cast into the lake of fire. That's wicked Cain and every unsaved person on who has ever followed the mother. You got it? That is how dangerous this is. And they will burn there forever and ever. Now, what would a series on Mystery Babylon be without ending and seeing how the story ends? Chapter 21. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying. Neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, it is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in a lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. And there came unto me one of the seven angels which had the seven vials full of the seven last plagues and talked with me, saying, come hither, I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. Now watch who it is. It isn't the church. The mother tricked you. Watch who the bride is, the Lamb's wife. Verse 10. And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain and showed me who? That great city. The bride, the Lamb's wife, is the holy heavenly New Jerusalem. That great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God. The bride that the Lamb marries is that great city, the New Jerusalem. I know you've been tricked. Don't worry about it. Get it right now. Verse 11. Having the glory of God, and her light was like unto a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal, and had a wall great and high, and had 12 gates, and at the gates 12 angels, and names written thereon, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. On the east 3 gates, on the north 3 gates, on the south 3 gates, and on the west 3 gates. And the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and in them the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. And he And he that talked with me had a golden reed to measure the city and the gates thereof and the wall thereof. And the city lieth foursquare, and the length is as large as the breadth. And he measured the city with the reed, 12,000 furlongs. That's our home. The length and breadth and the height of it are equal. And he measured the wall thereof, 144 cubits, according to the measure of a man, that is of the angel. And the building of the wall of it was of jasper. And the city was pure gold, like unto clear glass. And the foundations of the wall of the city were garnished with all manner of precious stones. The first foundation was jasper, the second sapphire, the third a chalcedony, the fourth an emerald, the fifth sardonyx, the sixth sardius, the seventh chrysolite, the eighth beryl, the ninth a topaz, the tenth a chrysoprasus, the 11th a jacinth, the 12th an amethyst. And the 12 gates were 12 pearls. Every several gate was of one pearl. And the street of the city was pure gold, as it were transparent glass. And I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. And the city had no need of the sun. Sure don't, because it's a lake of fire now. Neither of the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God did lighten it. And the Lamb is the light thereof. This word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. And here it is, the living word. And the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it, and the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor into it. And the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day, for there shall be no night there. And they shall bring the glory and honor of the nations into it. And there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie. But they which are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Is your name in the Lamb's Book of Life? Mine is, and yours should be, and it can be. Listen to the salvation lessons. And then chapter 22. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life. The tree of life that started in the Garden of Eden, that God banished Adam and Eve from so that they wouldn't take of it, because after they sinned, had they taken of the tree of life, they would have eaten and lived forever in their sinful, fallen state. So God knew they had to die someday. But here's that tree of life again. Was there the tree of life which bare 12 manner of fruits and yielded her fruit every month? And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And there shall be no more curse. But the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him, and they shall see his face. Remember the great hymn? Face to face with Christ my Savior. And they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads. And there shall be no night there. I can't wait to see his face. It won't be faith anymore. It'll be sight. And they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads. And there shall be no night there, and they need no candle, neither light of the sun, for the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. That in the ages to come, he might show the riches of his grace and his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus, Ephesians calls it. And he said unto me, these sayings are faithful and true. And the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angel to show unto his servants the things which must shortly be done. Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book. And I, John, saw these things and heard them. And when I had heard and seen, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel which showed me these things. Then saith he unto me, see thou do it not. For I am thy fellow servant and of thy brethren the prophets, and of them which keep the sayings of this book, worship God. And he saith unto me, seal not the sayings of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. It'll be activated right then during the trib. He that is unjust, let him be unjust still. He which is filthy, let him be filthy still. And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life,
and may enter in through the gates into the city. That's how it all winds up with, right? Oh, man. For without the city are dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers and idolaters and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David and the bright and morning star. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst, come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. Just like today. Being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God hath set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past through the forbearance of God, to declare, I say at this time, his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus. It's free. What you have to do today to be saved is to believe in Jesus after you believed the gospel about him. Verse 18, for I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book, if any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. Quit messing with God's book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book. You want to subtract, you want to take away, you want to add, don't mess with the book. Verse 20, he which testifieth these things saith, surely I come quickly. Amen. And here is the only hope for all of us. For this earth and for everybody on it, there will never be peace. There will never be anything until the Lord Jesus Christ returns. And that's why John says, even so, come, Lord Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. I want you all to know that this series of messages have been wonderful for me to teach. I don't want any of you to be fooled by the mother, to be deceived by her. And remember what she does today. She operates in the realm of false doctrine. So you be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might.